Zech Nishma Savi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas Zech Nishma Daniel Shein Abbas Yeshua Falak. Okay, everybody, say we were yesterday. We were starting the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. We were discussing the inyan of whether you can make Sheva Brachas on Friday. And we said like this, that if you get married on Friday, so you can make the Sheva Brachas. The Mishnah Berurah said it would be better not to do it on Friday. But if you already got married, Mikra, then you could do it on Friday. And then we saw that the Chasam Sofer says the Minig in Frankfurt, they only did one Sheva Brachas. So we were looking now in the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. First he quoted a minig that they would do Bilas Mitzvah. In other words, sometimes they didn't do the Bilas Mitzvah for some time. And do the Bilas Mitzvah. And then they would do Sheva Brachas the night of the day of the Bilas Mitzvah, even though the Bilas Mitzvah sometimes is even after the whole Sheva Brachas. So, and he says, if you give, I will go show you Acher Zayin Mimein Mishta. So that's the question, what is that all about? So in other words, sometimes a couple doesn't consummate the marriage till even after the Zayin Mishta. And then the question is, so he says there was a minug that Chasam Sofer quotes on page 11 in the Chasam Sofer, that Packet Hay, we're still doing Packet Hay, to have Sheva Brachas the day of the Bilas Mitzvah, even though it was after the Zion, even it was after the week of Sheva Brachas, they would still be making Sheva Brachas. So, and then he quotes the minhag that to only have one Sheva Brachas. He quotes that minhag also. So we were working here on page 12. He was talking about the Rokeach. So let's pick up from page 12 on the left of the right column, the line that begins L'maskana, towards the middle of the page. On the right column on page 12, the line that begins L'maskana. It's kind of a feature you may recognize. MS Minag Ze Adai Noho Be'eretz Ashkenaz Miyomai Lo Chamanav Lo Inu Be'Frankfurt the Main. He said, in Frankfurt, they only made Sheva Brachas on the first day. Only maybe on a Shabbos Sheva Brachas, then they would make it. He says, one Gadol permitted to do Sheva Brachas in the middle of the Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, and that was a big stir. And he says, he only permitted on Shabbos. But he says, after the first day, the simcha is not as great anymore. Wow. So that's a pella, right? This the minhag of Frankfurt, to only make Sheva Brachas on the first day.
I think it's interesting that the simcha is based on the actual consummating the wedding. Why wasn't it just tam on the nesu'in, dafka, the consummation?
Yeah, so let's see. So let's see what's... So he's going to speak about that. El shatam zayin maspikli etam arva simcha banu lakor zayin may mishta. He says, first of all, just because you're saying there's no simcha anymore, so you're going to be ma'akir, the zayin may mishta. This is your kasha. It's your kasha. Ella, the paragraph Ella. Yeah. And also he says, if that be the case, only the first day. So Laila Rishon Nami Lolema. Right, because the first night, if you make a wedding in the late afternoon, the time you're going to say Sheva Brachas at the meal is going to be ready to be the second day. So if the minhag is only to make it on the first day, so. And then the Gemara says, Ikar Simcha Chad Yoma. The concept was said, even though we don't get married on Chol HaMoed, but you can get married on Erev HaRegel. You can get married. And even though you can have the Zayin Yimei Mishta run into Chol HaMoed, but so what? It's the Ikar Simchas Chad Yoma. El Shemogan of Ramon Midaiti Nafshe Lissot Balayla Mishum Shedegrer Sachar Hayom. So Mogen Avraham says you can have, you know, the Laila maybe is still Nigra Achar Hayom. But who says? Hamanole. Gam Chidushi Tamati B'lav Hachi Alzeh, Dakaim Alon, V'yis Ach Samech, L'Rabos Lol Tov Yantov, Achron V'lol Yom Rishon, and came Lekesh Mishum Samach B'chagech V'lo Yishtachav, V'lo Mishum Ir V'simcha B'simcha. Lainhid the carbon simcha lekem belel aleph el yontav mikol mokem simchas basav yain ikar yekay. Dika simchas chad yom hu yom achupa ein halayla negrer sacharav. He says only the first day. You can't hadra kush leduchta maishna layla rishona. So he says. So layla rishona. He says, we are nohek to have Sheva Brachas, but it's already the second day. So what difference is Laila Rishona? So he says like this. So he quotes from the base mayor. He says, Hashi Yishloma, the Zayin Mei Mishta Takanas Kadmonimu. He says, Zayin Mei Mishta, Yerushalmi says, was an early Takana. There was Takana from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's as early as it goes. Takana's Kadmonim, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Yerushalmi. So he says like this. He says a fascinating idea. He says, Ozayu Bolim al Dam Sulim u Pirtsus Tachukos. He says, look, in other words, we know, if you learn Hilchas Nida, Bez Hashem, that Dam Sulim, when. In other words, when a couple consummates the marriage and there's hymenal bleeding. So really, hymenal bleeding is not damnida. It's nothing to do with damnida. Damnida has to come from the uterus. This is not the uterus. There's nothing to do. It's no one would say a woman has a nosebleed, that she's a nida. You know, it's the wrong part of the. It's not damnida. Damnida is only dam that comes from the makor. So Dam Besulim really should be Mutter, the Mishnah says. But the Chachamim made a Dinder Abanon. They made a Dinder Abanon to treat Dam Besulim like Dam Nida. And when you learn, when you're in Smicha, and you come to the Smicha Shira, I'll give you many Shirim to understand why they made such a thing. That you consummate the marriage and you break the hymen, we treat her like a Nida. So he says like this, but before this takana, in this man of Mishnah, and certainly this man of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was mutter. So it means that a couple, even if, after they consummated the marriage, they can continue being together, you know, till she becomes a regular nida. So he says for the base mayor that it could be that the idea of the Sheva Brachas. That they had a special simcha for the whole week was said in the time that they were bo'al al dam besulim, meaning that even though you had hymenal blood, you still were mutter. So that means the couple was constantly still mutter throughout the whole week. Today, if a couple consummates the marriage on the first night, so then they have to separate, right? Because then she's a nida. But today, but Bisman Moshe Rabbeinu, and before in the time of the Mishnah already, Dam Basulim was still mutter, right? And certainly before that, it was only a later takan in the Gemara that Dam Basulim became Aser. So he says, Aser you bold them al Dam Basulim persons who vayat srichos pitoy kol zayin yomim. So in other words, I guess he means that what they needed to have festivities to put them, the couple, in the mood to be together, because they were allowed to be together the whole week. So that's why they had these mesudos, and it was all leading up to the bia. So therefore, so even though today it's not shaykh anymore, because it could be after the first night they're already usher. So therefore there shouldn't be any reason to have special celebrations, etc. So the Zayin Mei Mishta was only said originally because the couple had the simcha of the Tashmish throughout the whole week. They were able to be intimate the whole week. So even though it really, if that's the reason, it shouldn't be shaykh anymore today. Because after the first day, they're no longer allowed to be together if they consummate the marriage right away. So now he explains, the Chasam Sofer explains, why is the first night different? The first night is already the second day. But still, the first night is still before the Bilas Mitzvah. So any time that you have the Bilas Mitzvah during this week, then they had a Suda beforehand. So Mimela, the night of the wedding, even though the night of the wedding could already be Yom Sheni, if you have a late afternoon wedding, and then it goes into the night, so it's Yom Sheni, so they're going to have a Suda going into the night, and then they're going to make the brachas, because it's going to go into the night. And that's going to be before the Bilas Mitzvah. So therefore, even though it's the second day, it's Mutter. Krakow, they were mocked to have the Bilas Mitzvah right away. So then that's it. After the first night, they wouldn't make they wouldn't have Shavu Brachas anymore. But in the other places, that it wasn't as man kavur. Mishum hakol ma'isi ramad divrei rokech. Mishum the rov ha'olam b'varchem kol zayin came in as man kavur l'bilas mitzvah. He says it wasn't as man kavur l'bilas mitzvah, so they made shavu brachas the whole week, because potentially that could be the zman that is going to be the bilas mitzvah. But in Krakow, the minhag was only to have Shavu Brachas the first night at the wedding, because that was they had a minhag to that the Bilas Mitzvah was dafka then. Uvhilchas Avelus Hutzrach Luchta v'Meiram Ovel b'Mokum Shem Bevarchem Shasimcha Mono b'Yom Beis Mutar Lechol Sham Fizay Nafke Minu Nami L'Ramoa b'Mokum Shevarchem Kol Zayin Mikol Mokum Sudu Shonu Shaposkim Bevarch Shasimcha Mono Yesham Sudu Mutar LaOvel Lechol Sham. So he said, an interesting idea. He says, the first meal, the meal of the chasana meal, so that they were still saying simcha b'mono. And then they had the bilas mitzvah after that. So they said a simcha b'mono. Now the second meal, the second day, he says already they're not going to say a simcha b'mono anymore. So the question the Chasam Sofer says, but isn't it no different than a simchas mareis? just, you know, having a party that's not the wedding party. But he said, by the fact that we made a simcha b'ma'ono the day before, now we're not, so we're declaring this is not simcha anymore. This is not simcha anymore. So it's not simcha anymore, so an avel can participate. Rav Abadi Shlita, his shita is that Simchas Mereis, the time of Chazal was much more elaborate. He thinks that if just you get together for a social thing, and it's not a special simcha, then an oval could be mishtatef. Like you want to go to a restaurant with friends, and there's no just hanging out, no simcha. So Rav Blyk, I was discussing the other day, thought that no, it's you're doing it for pleasure. You shouldn't do it. But Rav Abadi holds that l'maisa, if it's not, there's no music and it's just, and we're not celebrating anything, then an oval could participate. Last night I was invited to go to a parlor meeting. You know, it's not like I'm a gavir. The parlor meeting is usually for wealthy people to go and give a lot of money to help support an institution. So this, I go and give a little token thing, but Lemaisa, the question is whether I'm allowed to go and eat with the... So Rabbi thought it's mutter. Rabbi Black said, you know, like from the Satmar Rebbe, he said certain things are not simcha, they're just geschäft, it's just a business. You know, that's the business. So it's not. So I was able to go. This is very kollel in Yerushalayim. So he says Hayos. So page 13. He says, "Hayos kei teinachim nivola b'layla b'shona shuv eidat zrichet simcha b'pitoy." So once they had bila the first night, so then they don't have any, you know, trying to convince her to acquiesce to be together. Or if she didn't, even mikra v'lo nivola feel kol zayin rakish become mokum somechim mok kol zayin v'katonu chazal b'yach bracha really may simcha ekvar dispatzo v'kol shiurich hakam kachlo v'al acha shenogu k'rokech shalom usmoch. But there was, if the minig is like the rokeach, to only have a simcha one day, so he says an unbelievable thing. He says that if the whole idea was that minig was to that they used to do it the first night, and then she needed to be in the mood, so therefore you have a meal to put her in the mood. So in a situation where they didn't do it, and they only did it weeks later, so he says that they should have a meal, and they should bench Sheva Brachas. So he says, that's the minig. In other words, he started off the tshuva, that there's a minig, if the couple didn't consummate the marriage till weeks after, they should supposed to have a suda that beforehand, and bread Sheva Brachas. Unbelievable. In other words, the minig today is not like this. The minig is not like this rokeach that it's one day. We bench Sheva Brachas all 7 days. But their minig of a saying harishonim b'yideim. So this is a good thing. I wrote a sefer on Minhagim. So if Bezer Hashem one day I write a second volume, I should speak about this tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The fascinating tshuva.
I guess the minig of romance was a lot different then.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you the other day I got a shayla. Someone got married in England, and they were making a sheva brachas on the seventh day. So the question is, when is the last time you could say Sheva Brachas? So you have 7 days. And how do you count the 7 days? So if you count the 7 days, the first day, the day of the chuppah is day one. And then you count till seven. So al pi pashtus, like Rav Abadi always says, it should be over. In other words, you should finish the last of Sheva Brachas before Shkia on the seventh day. Day 7 before Shkia should be the last of the Sheva Brachas. So every once in a while, this comes up that a person they were making sheva brachas, and it's not going to happen that they're going to finish before shkia. So could we be makel? So a couple of things. There is a discussion. If you start the, a lot of times in halacha, we follow the beginning of the meal. Like we say, Ritzevach Litzeinu, if you, since you started eating Shalashuddas on Shabbos, even though you now it's already into the night, and now you're benching, you follow Tchilas Asuda. So the question is, do you follow Tchilas Asuda by Sheva Brachas, or the Sheva Brachas have to be said, you know, because based on the end of the Suda. So the Pashas is at the end of the Suda, as Rav Abadi's own Machbid, you should finish Sheva Brachas by the seventh day before Shkia, all the seven Sheva Brachas have to be recited. But there's one Shita that holds that you can follow Tchilas Asuda. And then the other question is, how do you count the 7 days of Shavuot Zayin Mei Mishtah? Say they get married, the first day they get married, Shkia was 6 o'clock. They get married 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That was when the chuppah was. So Pashas is, so then the first day is only 2 hours, right? The first day is only was. What do we say? No, you do what's called me'es le'es. Meaning, if you started on Monday, they got married Monday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's make a cheshbon. If you say the first day ends, you know, at that night, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So Sunday at Shkia, you're finished. Sunday at Shkia, you're finished, because Monday was day one, even though there's only two hours on Monday. But that's when you got married. So that's the Zayin Mei Mishta, is the first day is Monday, even though there's only 2 hours left of Monday. But that's one day. The other way of doing it is called Me'es La'es, where it means like this. Whenever she gets married, you do 24-hour intervals. So if she got married on Monday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so the first day ends Tuesday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then there's Wednesday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Thursday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Shabbos, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sunday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Monday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So up to Monday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is still the Zayin Mei Mishta. As opposed to, if the other way of doing it is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. It ends Sunday night, by Shkia. Here we're going to extend it to Monday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's called Me'es Le'es. So this person called me. I mean, this was just last week, I think. They called me up. He said, you know, they really want to have this Sheva Brachas, and it's going to be a big shtare if they can't say Sheva Brachas. And it already will be after the 7 days, but it'll still be within the Me'es Le'es. Still be within the Me'es Le'es. So Rav Mari, he's very machbid. But here, you have two study kula. One is you follow Tchilas Asuda. If you follow Tchilas Asuda, so then they're still going to have the Tchilas Asuda before, you know, Shkia on that day. And then they have the sheet of Me'es Le'es. So I said like this. I think one of the Ger Rebbes has it. I think my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro showed it to me. To follow Tchilas Asuda. But it's not mainstream. The question is, what about Me'es Le'es? So Rav Yitzchok Elchanan has a tshuva. And Rav Yitzchok Elchanan quotes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Me'es Le'es you can follow for the din of not saying Tachanun during the Zayin Mei Mishteh, but not for Amiras Sheva Brachas. In other words, so again, the case I gave you, somebody got married Monday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Sunday night, according to the first Shita, finished. Monday morning, back to Tachanun. But if you hold Me'es Le'es, that means you have 7 24-hour periods. So again, Monday goes till Tuesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Wednesday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Thursday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Friday, 4 o'clock. Shabbos, 4 o'clock. Sunday, 4 o'clock. Monday, 4 o'clock. So then till Monday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't say Tafanun. And that's the Pesach of the Magen Avraham, and that Rav Yitzchak Chanan says. So Rav Yitzchak Chanan said, but for Shever Brachas, he holds not that way. Shever Brachas, you can't say. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I have to check this, but if I'm not mistaken, I saw it brought down in the name of Rav Gusman. Rav Gusman was the big Rosh Yeshiva, he was a big Makurov to Rav Chaim Oizer Grzensky, and he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn, and he went to Yerushalayim. He was even the Rosh Yeshiva in Chabad, in Lubavitch, by 770 for a short time. So he supposedly said that in Europe the minhag was to do Me'es La'es even for Shever Brachas. And again, I have to check that, so don't finalize this idea. But I'm pretty sure I saw this. So I thought that in this case that the woman said it's going to stare the whole simcha not to say Shever Brachas. So you have two tzadei kula, one the Tchilos Hasuda kula, and one Me'es La'es And I said they can rely on that in this situation. And we had to make a cheshbon.
Is the chassan allowed to say the Shavuot Brachas?
Could the chassan say the Shavuot Brachas? I don't know. I never thought about that. But
because in this case, let him say it. It's his simcha. Let him be mekel.
But would that make a difference if it's lemaisa the zayin mir mishter over? So they're over.
No, but. You could pass kind for him, but now all the 20 people sitting there, you're thinking about Shema Brachas.
Yeah, I hear.
Just as far, I'm saying.
I hear. I have to think about that. So, L'chatchila, we shouldn't do this. In other words, you should really finish the Zayin Mei Mishta by Shkia. I think I once had a whole long conversation with Rav Aaron Felder, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Talmud, Rav Aaron Felder, who at the end of his life was a Rav in Philadelphia. And we used to speak. I met him at a wedding. We talked. He had a lot of shemush by Rav Moshe. In the end of his life, he started putting out the psukim that he heard from Rav Moshe that were not recorded anywhere else. He two volumes of Sefer called Rishumei Aaron. And those are things that he put down. So he said something that maybe if you're in a community, like you're in Williamsburg, and they're still holding by Yom later in the day, maybe there's a svara to be able to extend the Zayin Mei Mishta. I don't know if he said that the Zayin Mei Mishta, or he said it by signing the Ksuba. So I'm not sure. So don't rely on this. Could be he only said it by when to write the date on the ksuba, and maybe not Lagabi Zayin Mei Mishta. So please don't rely on this idea. But the idea of Me'es La'es, even though it's generally not accepted, Rav Yitzchak Chanan's truva is generally accepted. That for Tachanun you would follow Me'es La'es, but for Shever Brachas you have to end by Shkia on day 7. And if the first day only had 2 hours, so be it. It only had 2 hours. But if you do Me'es La'es, so then, in other words, you'll be able to extend it another 22 hours. Because the Me'es La'es is saying that even though it was the end of the day, but we're not following, we don't go by days, we go by 24-hour intervals. So I was making for this case. She was very distraught that... She was very distraught that it would ruin their simcha, and so I was a little makel for them.
So that's Ola Yeshurun.
Yeah, Ola Yeshurun. Yeah, he probably has it in Ola Yeshurun. You should look it up in the footnote in Ola Yeshurun. But it's interesting, from this truva of the Chasam Sofer, we have a concept of saying Shever Brachas even after after the Zayin Yimei Mishnah. What the minhag was if they didn't consummate the marriage. A lot of times today, my involvement in young chassan kalas is a lot of times they don't necessarily consummate the marriage during the Zayin Yimei Mishnah. For different physical reasons, things like that. But Lamaisa, this minhag, it's very peculiar that they had such a minhag, because it seems to me that this minhag would be a breach of tznius, as I said to you last time, that if the couple wasn't together till weeks after, now they're going to have, Sheva Brachas. In the end, the Chasam Sofer says, in other words, he writes his whole tshuva to be miyashev the minig, but he's not fully convinced that this is the right way to go. So he says you really should mivatal the minig, but he took time to miyashev the minig. And basically, he's just saying that maybe the idea of Sheva Brachas, the whole week, was only when they were able to be Boel on Dan Besulim, before they made the Isser of Dan Besulim. And he says that the Hafla seemingly says like this. But the question is, what about Ravashi? Ravashi speaks about making the brachas, even though Ravashi was after the time that they reinstituted Dan Besulim. He says, "Ulai ha'isak tanishlo higiach zmana." Maybe it's talking about a katana that never got married before she even gets her period. Okay, whatever. Okay, one last thing we should take a look at the Magen Avraham. Take a look. So that's a fascinating tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer's tshuvas are fascinating. Rav Shechter likes to tell over a story that when the Chasam Sofer wrote his tshuvas, he would leave him on his desk, that his son would look him over, and then he would mail them out. So once the Chasam Sofer wrote a tshuva, and then he came and he saw that the son didn't mail it out. It's already been on the desk for a few days. So he said to his son, why did you mail it out already? So he said, I didn't mail it out because I thought the tshuva was difficult. I thought the rayas were, so that's why I didn't mail it out. So the Chasam Sofer said, no, the psak is right. You can ding zech with my raya here and there, the psak is right, so you have to mail it out.
How did they write the tshuvas? They wrote two copies in order to be able to print the sefer?
Yeah, in other words, before the Xerox machines, and how did it work? In other words, did they have stencils in those times? I remember when I was in Yeshiva Flappish, elementary school, the teachers had stencils. They had this piece, things that you wrote and then made a copy on the other side. Like sometimes you write, you have a checkbook and you have, you have your checks and then there's a piece of paper on the other side that the print goes through. That was what they used to have, such a thing. So some of them had something like that. That's a good question. I never thought about that.
I mean, way back, at some point, they didn't have it, Rishonim.
Yeah, but you see, the Chasam Sofer, the Noda Yehuda, all their tshuvas are printed word for word. So apparently in those times, they still did have it.
Maybe Rav Moshe used to write it. Even they didn't have Xerox by Rav Moshe yet.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the time, they did, but maybe... I don't think they made two. They wrote it twice. I can't believe they wrote it twice. They were so, the Lord of Yehuda was so busy, I can't imagine unless he had a bocher, you know, copy it before they sent. I don't know. That's a good question. You have to do some research on the when these things. But I never thought about that. Oh, so let's take a look. He has a piece here.
Sounds like a question for a Dr. Lyman.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Lyman would know, yeah.
Just appreciate what went into writing a tshuva then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we talked about Sudas Nesuin, we talked about Sudas Erishin. And the last thing I want to talk about is Sudas Shiduchim. In other words, we used to make a Shidduch. So today a person makes a Shidduch to have a L'chaim. Right? That night or something like that. But in those days they would have a Suda for the Shidduch. So they have a Suda for the Shidduch. And that's why they wrote the Tanoim, that you shouldn't. That was real Tanoim. Today the Tanoim don't mean anything, you know. So it's just like Shachar said, you can get an opportunity to give more kibudim, you know. So it became festive. You break the plate. You get three more kibudim. You have a person to read the Tanoim, to aid them to sign the Tanoim. You take pictures with the kinyanim. You know, it's a whole. They made it a whole festive. The whole festive thing. That's why when you go to Masada Kedushin today, you go to this farm store, you ask, I want Rav Moshe Tanoim. That's what you need to get. Rav Moshe Tanoim. Because Rav Moshe Tanoim, basically, like Rabbi Kanefog once said, it doesn't, you know, it's just a freilicha thing. It doesn't, there's no really anything that's, you know, that they should act civilly with each other, you know, and be nice, and everyone should be nice and happy, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not like the Tanoim there that it was telling you how much money each one is giving into the, you know, into the marriage, and you should, you know, that those were more a serious business deal. Rav Moshe made it, you know, just a nice thing.
But as Svardim, it's pretty serious.
Yeah, Svardim, but that's not Rav Moshe Tanoim. And Hasidim also is serious, you know, but Rav Moshe's Tanoim is for the rest of the world. Who's, you know, they're not writing about how much each parent is giving into the wedding, and each parent is giving into the support, and you know, that they're not doing anymore. So for most people, they're not doing that. So they use the Rav Moshe Tanoim. So Rav Moshe Tanoim means you want a Tanoim that's innocuous, and it'll just be there to make everyone happy, and it doesn't say much in terms of any, you know, thing. And Shalom Al Yisrael. So let's see the. In Hilchas Tisha B'Av, there's a Mogen Avraham that I just want you to see. Page 7. The line that begins, Sivkot and Yud, the line begins in the Magen Avraham, Mihu. The first one in the line is Mihu. Mihu Masha Nogim Lechol Minei Merkachas B'Shas K'sivas HaTanoim. There was a Shas K'sivas HaTanoim. They give out, you know, mezainas, nice cakes. Lo Mikre Suda. So that's not a Suda even. Because it's just... That's not even called a Suda. And nearly the Asur Lasos Rikudim Cholos Mizayin Tam is Eino. So what is he saying there? That was in the time of they at the Tanoim. Again, this was the real Tanoim, not just So they would write real Tanoim, not like what we do today at the Chasana we do today that. You know, what are you doing it at the Chasana for? Right? Doesn't make any sense. You're at the chassidah, you're writing a. It's the Tanaim were about. You know, months before the chassidah, when they, you know, they were committing to go through to have the wedding and to support. You know, it was a real business contract, and then they gave the oilam some mezonos, maybe some schnapps, some soda. So he says, so that you can do on a Friday. It's not a Suda. Yeah, take a look at Rav Gutman's Sefer, page 31. Mogen Avram Avor Kolche Iris Be'ev Shabbos Mutalach Suda Sefer Be'ev Shabbos. When they used to have Erisin, then they would get Erisin on the Friday, you have the Suda's Erisin. But we don't have Suda's Erisin B'Zanazah because we do it at the Chasna. Rak osim kinyan chitun uvishiduchim beiz gemar hashidach. Gosim kasav tanoim viskatros. Al ken afilu im nigmar hashidach be'ev Shabbos osu laso sudas kev. So he says you shouldn't make a suda. So it was say that they decided to get engaged. Friday morning they got engaged. So now they're going to make real. So as soon as they get engaged, they wrote a tanoim. That to go, that we're not going to back out. We're going to, you know, if we would back out, then we're going to pay a certain fee, and you know, all the commitments. So the Mogen Avraham says you can do it on Friday because they only gave cake. But if he says if you can have a suda, you shouldn't make a suda on Friday. So the only thing is mutter is my name is Sikum Rekachas. Because there's no chiv to have it. So there's no chiv to have a suda for the shidduch, you know, for the tanaim. Ayin loshem Mogen Avraham, shekosav mutar lasa shidduchim. Mogen Avraham says me rosh chodesh av atzakainis lasa lasa suda. Mishenogel lachol b'nei kupras beis achiv lo mikri suda. Read eichov lasa suda beis kishur tanaim. So that's the Mogen Avraham here. What page was that Mogen Avraham that we just did? The Mogen Avraham I just showed you.
Page 7.
Yeah, so take a look. Take a look in the Ramah. Ve'einosim noshim, ve'einosim sudas erisin, aval le'oris below suda mutter, filled with tish v'asmo. So he said that right. So that's what he said. So if you want, you can make a suda, but then you shouldn't do the suda on Friday. So if you just have mezonos, that's not a suda. So if you just serve some cake, that shouldn't be a problem. So question, you want to make a birthday party on Friday morning, so and just serve cake and soda and something like that, so maybe it's not a real suda. So maybe that wouldn't be included in the issa. Of not doing something. He says by Tanoim you can have a thing for Tanoim as long as you're only serving mine merkachas, you're only serving cake and stuff like that. So that's what he writes here. Okay, everybody, so we officially finished this packet Hay, and tomorrow is our last day till Bein Hazmanim, so we're going to do Parshas Hazinu and Parshas Bez Hashem and Parshas Vezos Abrocha, because by the time we come back, it's already past that. So we have to do. We try to do. Rabbi Eric Goldstein has always been encouraging me in the last years to make sure to do every, give a chumashir on every single parsha from Bracious to Zos Abrocha. So I've been following his encouragement. So Bez Hashem. So we're going to finish up. Even though we might have missed to hear some of the Kriyas HaTorahs from then, but, it's interesting, Rav Harari and I, we always speak about the Ravon. That the Ravon says that Pashas in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Chiyuv Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum every week. The Ravon says that's only if you didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Chov of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. If you hear Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have to do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Rav Harari says, from Rav Lichtenstein said, and several, a lot of people are relying on that. But Lamaisa, it's not the halacha. The halacha
Europe,
is...
In Europe, he said in Europe.
He said in Europe, a lot of people rely on this, Ravon? Okay.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, in Europe, so. Okay. But Lamaisa, you should do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum even if you're going to hear... But this year became significant because a lot of times we didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah starting Parshas. In some circles, it was... In my case, it was from Kisisa till... No, it was Kisisa was the first Parsha I didn't hear, and Bamidbar was the first Parsha that I did hear. So I missed from Kisisa and the whole Sefer Vayikra.
Quick question, please. Last week,
but I was Maver Sedra. I'm always, as a
Shem. Last week, when we did not have Azin, we did not read it on Shabbos, was there a chiyuv to do Shnayim Mikra
V'Echad Targum? Yeah, so Lamaisa, I did it. Rav Meir Braunsdorfer says that you really should only do it the week of. So this week, I already did it last, the Shabbos that we read, Nitzavim Vayelach, that afternoon, I already was Maver Sedra for Hazinu. Because it's already the Zman, like Rav Abadi holds, you can do it. It's already the Zman of Hazinu, because by Mincha, we were reading Hazinu. Rav Meir Braunsdorfer says, no, you have to wait till at least Rosh Hashanah time, because then that's the week of that's going to be of Hazinu. But I follow, like Rav Abadi said, once we're holding by Kriya Satorah of Hazinu, it's the Zman of Kriya by Mincha, you already can do it. So this is relevant this Shabbos. This Shabbos, Bez Hashem, by Mincha, we're going to read Vezos HaBracha already. Right? So according to Rav Abadi, then you could be Maver Sedra in the afternoon for Zos HaBracha. And others would say no. And Rav Meir Braunsdorfer would say no, you have to wait till the week of Vezos HaBracha. That means the Shabbos of Sukkos. So that was or maybe even the Shabbos of Shmini Atzeres, even the Chveis, maybe. But I follow the sheet like Rav Abadi holds them. Once we're already reading it by Mincha, that Parsha, then already you could be Maver Sedra in that Parsha.
Isn't there a Shiloh whether you can, if you miss Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, if you could still read it in the afternoon?
Okay, Rav Ezra Hagler, have a Gemar Chasim HaToyva, Rav Yosef Katan, Rav Yehuda Shutris, Rav Yomin Aberman, Roy Hertzfeld, Moshe Carroll, Daniel Albert, Akiva Pappas, Yitzchak Carroll, Ari Aaron, Gilad Badner, Rav Harari, Nathan Bauer, Ilan Sasson, Yonah Moisey, Rabbi Levy, did I leave anyone out? Ilan Sasson, Ezra Hagel, Daniel Albert, Akiva Pappas, Yitzchak Carroll, Moshe Carroll, Jacob Silberger. Okay, if I left anyone out, I try not, so never to leave anyone out. But okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll continue. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we should try to do Hazinu and Vzos HaBracha, and we finish this packet officially now. Okay, have a good day to all. Kol Tov.